Good morning. Let me begin first by giving honor to the man who has more or less defined evangelicalism of the 20th century, and that's of course Dr. Billy Graham. As a Reformed preacher, I must have to say honestly, I do not see myself agreeing with much of his theology, much less with his methodology that was inclusive, where he worked even with liberals that I could not agree with. But nonetheless, as a man of God, I honor him. Unlike many public evangelists, he did not leave any wake of scandal in his life. He lived a simple life in North Carolina. And more than that, he raised his children in a godly fashion, and some of those have become ministers themselves. So I honor Dr. Billy Graham as far as that is concerned, and his example of raising children, I think, is a good introduction sa ating patuloy na pag-aaral ng biblical parenting. Inawit natin kanina, one part says, infant voices shall proclaim their early blessings on His name. So, ibig sabihin, sa maaga pa lamang, dapat nating iangkop ang ating mga anak, sa ang ating pagpapalaki ng ating mga anak sa pagpuri sa ating Panginoon. Ito ang halaga ng ating pinag-aaralan. And so, as we begin, let us again consider the, by way of review, the four parental approaches, yung apat na uri ng pagpapalaki ng mga anak, ang nangyayari sa mga magulang. Ito ay nakabatay sa four opposites or two pairs of opposites. Ang una ay yung supportive, tumutukoy sa affectionate and helpful disposition ng magulang. Ginagawa niya ang mga bagay para sa kanyang anak, pinapakita niya ang kanyang pagmamahal, mag-iiliw siya, that's being supportive. On the other hand is the unsupportive. Maaring pakiramdam niya ay gusto niyang magsarili ang anak sa kanyang paglaki para independent siya kaagad. So little of this support that is shown. And then the other pair is that between undemanding, wala siyang standard, wala siyang pinipilit na gawin ng anak. Kung anong gusto ng anak, ibibigay. So undemanding. And on the other side is the demanding. So, from these two opposites, ay makikita natin ang apat na uri ng parenting. Those who are neither supportive nor demanding, hindi siya mag-iiliw sa anak niya, hindi siya matulungin, gusto niyang lumaki ng independente ang anak, at hindi rin siya nagbibigay ng mga patakaran at pamantayan, no demands, that is the neglectful parenting. And of course, the most common way of being neglectful is being absent. Kung wala ka doon, sinabi natin, walang kapalit na gadget, communication technology ang maaring pumalit doon sa pagiging present sa ating anak. So, that's the neglectful parenting. And then the second side is the permissive. Kapag ikaw ay supportive, napakamagiliw mo, ginagawa mong lahat ng gusto ng anak, kailangan ng anak mo, pero wala ka namang pamantayan, walang disiplina, walang mga kailangan gawin sa anak, walang requirement, that's permissive. At nakita natin ang nagiging resulta ng isang permissive parenting, like spoiling the child and everything else. And then, the third is very demanding, pero unsupportive. So may pamantayan siya, may disiplina siya, may requirement siya, pero hindi naman niya ginagawa ang mga bagay na kailangan, na hindi pa kaya ng bata, wala siyang affection. So that's the authoritarian parenting, and that too is, I believe, unbiblical. And we are looking at ito ang sinusundan natin. What is wise parenting is the balance. We try that balance between being demanding, may authority, may requirements, may standard, pero mag-iiliw, matulungin, at handang gawin ang kailangan gawin para sa bata na hindi niya kayang gawin sa kanyang sarili. So this is what we have been looking at. Last week, we looked at parental training, As we said, training is not just telling a person or telling a child what to do, and then kapag hindi ginawa, kasunod ng telling ay yelling. Hindi ginawa, nasigawan. Hindi pa sinabi ko na sa'yo, eh, pag sinabi, hindi pa sinanay. Ang gusto natin ay sanayin. Yan ang ating key text ng Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, ang titingnan natin ngayon ay yung kaalinsabay ng parental training. You cannot train without discipline. Therefore, parental discipline is a key to understanding and to our approach to parental or to biblical parenting. At maliwanag ang sabi ng Biblia, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son he delights in." So, ipinapattern ang ating discipline to the facts that God Himself, as our Father, disciplines. So, nagdidisiplina. Huwag tayong magkaroon ng masamang idea o preconceived ideas, prejudice. Pag narinig natin ang disiplina, ang nasa isip agad natin, isang mapagsik na magulang na parang naghihintay saan magkakamali ang anak at nasa kamay na niya ang pamalo upang mamalo. Eh, hindi po ganun ang discipline. Nakikita natin dito, as a matter of fact, ang disiplina ng Ama, ng ating Diyos, ay dala ng kanyang pag-ibig. Kung sino ang kanyang iniibig, sino ang kanyang minamahal na anak, iyon ang kanyang didisiplinahin, na yun din naman dapat ang gawin ng isang magulang sa kanyang anak, tulad ng gawa ng Diyos. And when we discipline, of course, the very essence of discipline is that it hurts. And mamaya, tingnan natin pagdating sa use of the primary equipment for discipline, the key is that it should hurt. If it doesn't hurt, you are just joking. You're playing with a very serious issue. So ang sabi sa Hebrews 12, for the moment, all discipline, take note, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So in other words, it is not pleasant either for the child who will get hurt, nor for the parent who finds it perhaps ayaw niyang gawin dispositionally, hindi siya madisiplina ng tao, hindi siya mapagparusa, so hindi pleasant sa kanya. Pero both for the child and for the parent, what is at stake is the future. Anong mangyayari? Kapag hindi mo na disiplina, ang anak, lalaking mapapariwara. Eh, ang magulang, kapag napariwara ang anak, siya rin ang magsasuffer. So in other words, both child and parent suffer for lack of discipline. And so it is painful at the moment. Yung moment ng disiplina, eh yun ang ating magiging premise. God Himself disciplines, and when God disciplines, it is painful for the moment, but merong resulta o bunga ng katuwiran. So, may sinabi rito patungkol sa pagmamahal sa bata. Yung mga nagsasabing, mahal kong anak ko, hindi ko masaktan. This is a very common thinking and very wrong. Napakamali na mahal mo ang bata, hindi mo masaktan. Ang sabi ng Proverbs 13:24, those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. So maring emotionally mahal niya, hindi niya masaktan, pero hindi niya iniisip yung mas ikabubuti. At ang hindi nag-iisip ng ikabubuti, hindi nagmamahal. Kaya ang sabi riyan, in practical terms, it is the person, it is the parent who does not discipline, who ultimately hates his children. Eh, parang inilalagay mo siya sa masama. Whereas those who love their children care enough to discipline them. So talagang kung you care for your children, well, this is one part of parenting. Perhaps lumaki ka na hindi sanay sa ganoon, o by personality, yung tipo ka na ayaw mong talagang makasakit, ayaw mong magpaiyak, pag-parent ka, you have no choice. If you will be a good parent, you have to exercise discipline in order to properly train. So, ang makikita natin dito ay there is God's discipline of His children. Therefore, there is godly parental discipline of children. And as this text says, it must be done in love. So, isang malaking implication na nito, do not discipline out of anger. Huwag kang magdisiplina na yung galit na galit ka na. Eh, pag galit na galit ka na, wala nang control. At ang nangyayari ay magiging abusive, magiging excessive. So, magiging ang parusa mo ay sumobra na. Ilagay mo na sa ganyan yung bata. Hindi naman talaga nangyayari yan. But of course, it's making the point na kapag sobra ang parusa mo, it becomes abusive. And I said last week, and I keep repeating, there should be zero tolerance for child abuse. Yung pag-abuse ng adult, pwede mo pa itolerate, maging patient ka kung ikaw ang inaabuso. But abuse of children is to be should not be tolerated in any instance. Walang tolerance para sa ganyan kasi helpless ang bata. Kaya anumang abusive discipline should be rejected. So that is something that we should understand from the scriptures. What is proper discipline? It hurts, but it should not abuse. Do it in love. Therefore, do not do it out of anger. So, there must be instruction, magkasama ang instruction of God's Word and the use of discipline. So, it must be done with instruction, and according to Proverbs 29, it must be done with firmness. So, sa verse 15, the rod of correction imparts wisdom. Now, the implication is, as you use the equipment of discipline, nag-i-impart ka ng knowledge. Hindi naman yung pamalo mismo ang may bigay ng wisdom. It only means that with the rod of discipline is instruction of wisdom. Sa verse 17, discipline your son and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. So, yung tatlong bagay na dapat part ng ating discipline ay dapat there should be consistency. Ibig sabihin ng consistency, tuloy-tuloy, regular, and not moody. Halimbawa, for the same infraction, nataon ka na irritable, galing ka siguro sa office at may nangyayari sa office na hindi maganda, kaya irritable ka, inis ka, may ginawa ang bata at sumukdol yung galit mo at talagang napalo mo. Then, minsan galing ka sa office na maganda nangyari, na increase ang sweldo mo at marami pang maganda, pag-uyo, masayang-masaya ka. For the same infraction ng bata, nakipaglaro ka pa. So in other words, there is no consistency. And where there is no consistency, the child doesn't get the message. The child gets confused. Ano ba talaga ang gagawin ko? Kaya dapat consistency, and then there must be proportion. And by proportion, we mean it must be reflective of gravity. Kung ano yung gravity ng offense, ganun ang parusa. Yung nang nagpaparusa ng galit na galit, kahit pa napakagaang lang ng nagawa ng bata, matindi pa rin ang parusa because nagpaparusa siya nang dahil sa galit. He disciplines out of anger, and when that happens, you fail to discipline rationally, and when there is no rational discipline, it becomes out of proportion. At yung bata nakakaalam yan kung what he got as a punishment is somehow too much for what he has done. So there must be proportion, and then it must always, and I mean always, issue in reconciliation. Magkakaroon ng pagkakasundo Siyempre, discipline is a time when there is some sort of disfellowship between parent and child. Ganun din naman between God and the believer. Kapag nagdisiplina ang Diyos, ibig sabihin, may nagawa tayong pagkakasala na hindi nakalulugod sa Kanya, pero hindi niya tayo iniiwan sa ating pagkakasala. Kapag siya'y nagdisiplina at tayo ay lumapit sa Kanya na humihingi ng kapatawaran, tayo ay Kanyang patatawarin. Therefore, the same, if we pattern our discipline after God's way of discipline, it must always terminate in reconciliation. That means there must be an expression of repentance on the part of the offender, the child, and forgiveness. Kuminsan, pag tayo ay nagparusa sa, again, kung ginawa natin out of anger, basta iniiwan na lang natin yung bata na gusto natin magpakupa ng galit, pero yung bata na iwan, na ang nagmarka lang sa kanya ay galit sa kanya ang kanyang magulang at pinarusahan siya, and that's all, and it's wrong. And I have to admit that we have done that. And that is wrong, that we should correct. So this is what to consider concerning parental discipline. Panatilihin natin yung tatlong character na yan. Every discipline must be consistent, proportionate, and it must be reconciliatory. Dapat maging pagkakasundo. Now, pagdating sa discipline, of course, ang discussion umiikot sa issue ng dapat bang gumamit ng pamalo. Should we use the rod, the biblical equipment of the rod? And this is an issue that has become very controversial of late. In many Western countries, discipline of rod is already outlawed. Pwede kang mapanagot sa gobyerno. I have talked with many Western friends of mine, and I've been to places where that is actually outlawed. Talagang hindi nila pwedeng paluin in public ang kanilang anak. O kahit sa bahay, kapag narinig ng kapitbahay na pinapalo mo ang iyong anak, maaari nilang i-report sa gobyerno, may dadalo sa iyo na from social welfare, at pwedeng kunin ang anak mo. They have the right that they believe. So, there is a popular opposition to the use of the rod, and this opposition is of all kinds of denominations in Christendom. So, the Catholics are against it. So, yes, Pope Benedict XVI came out openly against spanking. And among evangelicals, ito ang position paper na ginamit ng sa Philippine... Wala nga aking notes. Well, this is the evangelical position concerning spanking, in which they came out against the idea of spanking. These are evangelicals who are supposedly pro-scripture, and yet they came out openly against the use of the rod. So, naging very controversial ang usapin na ito, itong ating harapin. Dapat pa ba, maari pa ba tayo na gumamit ng pamalo sa ating pagdidisiplina ng bata. So, well, we go to scriptures, what they say. So, Proverbs 89, we find that God Himself is using the rod. If they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes, but I will not remove him from my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. So maliwanag dito na ang paggamit ng rod ay hindi pagtaboy, hindi pagpapalayas, hindi pagsasabing hindi na kita anak, ayaw na kitang maging karelasyon. That is how God deals with us. He uses the rod, and the use of the rod leaves stripes, namamantal. Of course, this is figure of speech, but nonetheless, the point is, in using that, it is not because God is so angry that He will cast out those whom he disciplines. Kundi kahit pa ginagamitan niya ng disiplina, ng pamalo, ito ay pagpapatunay na gusto niyang magtuloy-tuloy ang kanilang pakikipagtipan, relation, covenant relation. And what is very impressive is that this very same standard was imposed upon the son of David in the Davidic covenant. Sabihin, nung si David nag-propose na magtayo ng temple, the Lord rejected him because he was a man of war. Instead, ang sabi ng Panginoon, mula sa iyo ay may magkakaroon ka ng anak na siyang magtatayo ng aking bahay na hindi magigiba. No, hindi si Solomon yun. Sino ang son of David? It was of course Jesus. But yet, many forget the language of the Davidic covenant. Sabi sa 2 Samuel, I will be to him a father and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him as I took it from Saul, etc. So again, this is the Davidic covenant, the language that finds fulfillment na kanino natupad kay Jesucristo. Sa makatwid, the same standard was imposed on Christ. Except that, alam natin, si Jesucristo hindi nagkasala. Hindi kinailangan gumamit ang Diyos ng disiplina sa kanyang anak, kay Jesucristo, sapagkat kailanman hindi siya nagkasala. Pero the point is, the same standard. Ang parehong pamantayan ang na-impose, kaya nga sinabi ng Galatians 4:4, Jesus was born under the law. Pinanganak siya sa ilalim ng kautusan. Kinakailangan sumunod siya. At kapag hindi siya sumunod, the same standard of punishment. So what I am establishing is that God no less is said to be using the rod. Kahit ang Diyos mismo ay gumagamit ng pamalo. So God's use of the rod is clear, which brings us to the parental use of the rod. And there are two extremes na kailangan nating bantayan. On the one extreme is leniency, pagkamaluwag. And the other extreme is severity, pagkamahigpit. So, ano yung mangyayari when we are lenient? Well, maaring abstaining from the rod. Ibig sabihin, ni hindi gumagamit talaga ng pamalo. Itong mga taong to ay magsasabi na, ay dinidisiplina ko naman, hindi lang pamalo. Maaring grounded o walang TV, walang privileges. So, pwede na yun kaysa saktan mo physically ang bata. So, that's leniency. And they think that other forms of discipline will do in place of the rod. Yung iba naman ay yielding to the child. Ibig sabihin kung ano yung hiningi ng bata ay lalo na kapag negosyador yung bata, nakikipag-negotiate pa, yung anak ko, very negotiate, napaka-negotiator niya nung maliit pa. Pag alam niyang hindi na maiiwasan ng pagpalo, ay magne-negotiate na yan. Isa lang. kapag bumigay ka sa ganun, yung bata na ang nagbibigay ng pamantayan. So, or, yung iba naman, they spank, siguro, nakukonsensya sila, kung lalo na Christian sila, alam naman nilang sinabi ng Proverbs, so, kailang gumamit. So, mamamalo, pero pagpalo, parang lambing pa, yung kanilang pamalo, o nangungurot na nakiliti lang ang bata. And this is, in fact, worse. Worse in the sense that the child does not see in the rod anything to fear, anything that will restrain him. So, anong mga dahilan? Maaring nagpapakyut ang bata at napukyutan ka naman. Batang bata pa si Joshua. So, kung nagpapakyut ang bata, lalo na bumigay yung magulang, so hindi na namalo. Kaya, token spanking, or yun nga, sinabi ko, nakikipag-negotiate ang bata. So, peace na lang, peace. Well, for whatever reason, if a parent allows the child to have the say, siya ang magsalita kung anong mangyayari sa encounter ng discipline, nawala ng saysay. That's leniency. So ang pamanik dito sa magulang ay be determined in the use of the rod, because that is what scriptures say. Ano pa man yung iyong disposition patungkol dyan. Then the other extreme is severity in the use of the rod. Lalo pa kung anak mo ay talagang menace. Si Dennis the menace. Eh, kumisan, hindi mo nang mapigil pag galit ka na. Pero kapag ganyan ang parusa mo, ang mangyayari nga ay exceeding anger. And one thing that we saw in God's use of the rod, andun ang kasama lagi yung assurance, yet I will not remove my love from Him. So it was not an anger in excess. Exceeding anger, o kaya ay beating mindlessly, hindi mo na alam, sige, sa galit na nga, basta namalo ka na lang ng namalo hanggang napagod ka, that is not only wrong, it is dangerous. Eh baka kung anong mahagit mo sa bata, and that may even be hurtful, not in an intentional way, but still, it is wrong. So, or, often, nangyayari unsettled conclusion. Yung sinabi ko kanina, dapat ang conclusion ay reconciliation. Pero kung galit ka nga at pinalo mo, basta mo na yan, magpakatino ka! Tapos umalis ka na, it breaks the relationship without reconciliation at the moment when the child needs most the lesson of discipline. So these are two things we should avoid, neither lenient nor be too severe. Instead, we want a wise discipline, and wise discipline means first and foremost is the child should know the rules. There must be well-defined and doable rules. So ipakita mo anong rules na kaya ng bata. So, kailangan maligpit mo yung mga laruan by this time, o makapag-ayos ka na, makapaglinis ka na. So, the rules are clear and violation is clear. So, wag mong bubuksan yan na may lamang cookies. Yan ay hindi para before dinner. So, maliwanag ang rule. At kapag maliwanag ang rule, minsan, hindi alam ng bata ang rules. And of course, kapag walang rules, the child will just follow his instinct, his urges. And hindi pwedeng magalit ang magulang na wala ang rule. So, make the rules clear and make the rules doable. So, don't complicate things. Then, wise discipline means discern the child. And discerning the child means you have to distinguish what is the child's childishness. Yung child pa lang siya, there are childish ways. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I did things as a child. So there are things that are done as a child. Hindi mo parurusahan yun. Kung halimbawa inutusan mo siya at yung pagsunod niya ay medyo palaro, to a child, everything is play. And hindi mo parurusahan yung kanyang nilaro, ang kanyang pagsunod, basta siya ay sumusunod. There's the childish ways, and then the weakness, especially sa matter ng motor coordination. Siyempre, pag lumalaki pa lang ang bata, hindi pa well-coordinated ang kanyang motor and muscle, yung kanyang system. At there will be points of clumsiness. May mga mabibitawan siyang gamit, makakabasag, makakasira. Pero hindi sinasadya, hindi lang kaya ng kanyang motor skills. Again, I remember the first time we sent Jairi to an errand, bumili ng itlog. Isang itlog lang yan. Pero pag uwi niya, nung bang na yan, napatid yata, nabasag ang itlog. Umiiyak siyang pag uwi. Siguro hindi niya matatandaan yun. But of course, we need to recognize that was a motor weakness. Ba't mong papaluin dahil nakabasag ng itlog na hindi naman niya ibinato? Kundi it's a motor weakness. So you need to recognize that. But then, if it is willfulness, ibig sabihin, willful na ginawa niya dahil nagdadabog siya, hindi niya gusto yung sinabi ng magulang niya, o clear ang rule at pagkatapos ay ginawa pa rin niya, huwag kang kukuha riyan, kinuha pa rin niya, that's willfulness. At huwag mong sabihin na, isang cookie lang naman yun, that thing he does in violation may just be one cookie. Well, next time it may be 100 pesos. Next time it may be someone else's property. Huwag mong mamaliitin kapag ito ay act of a rebellious will. So ganun din, nakabasag siya ng pinggan na hindi niya sinasadya, nadulas habang nabuhugas siya. Again, palampasin mo ang ganun. Pero kapag ibinabato niya yung pinggan o binabagsak sa lalagyan kasi nagdadabog siya, huwag mong palampasin ang mga bagay na yun dahil yun ay act of willfulness. And next Sunday, we will be dealing, God willing, with what child psychology says and the idea of the strong-willed child. Na malimit nagiging excuse. Yung anak ko kasi talagang strong-willed yan. Well, balang araw magiging leader yan. Pero ngayon, pagpasensyahan muna natin. Hindi maari ang ganun. Yung sinasabing strong-willed ay willful. And willfulness is sin. Kahit sa Kristiyano, may willful offense na dapat lalong mas mabigat ang tingin natin. Then, Proverbs 22 says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. Foolishness here is not intellectual inferiority. Tanda natin sa Proverbs, wisdom and folly are spiritual standing or moral standing. Wisdom is referring to a righteous person, foolish referring to an unrighteous person. So, foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. The rod of correction will drive it away from him. So that let not folly govern your child's relationship with you. And Proverbs 23, na binasa natin kanina, and this is good, do not withhold correction from a child. If you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Now, yung saying, if he will not die, una, sinasabi nun, don't beat in such a way that he might die. He said, don't be abusive when you use any equipment of punishment. So, huwag kang basta mamalo na wala ka ng pakialam saan humahagip. But on the other hand, sinasabi nito, kapag gumami ka ng pamalo ng tama, huwag kang mabahala, hindi iyon ikapipinsala ng katawan ng bata kung ginawa mo ng tama. Hindi siya mamamatay at ang kapalit ay deliver his soul from hell. So, discern the child and then deliver with conviction. That means if you will have to use the rod, deliver in such a way that it hurts. Don't deliver in token na parang ang pagpalo ay lambing din o sa pakiramdam ng bata ay nakikipaglaro din. Sabi, my son, do not despise. The word despise means to treat as small, o maliitin. So do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, etc. So the point is that when you deliver the rod, it must not be in such a way that it will be belittled. It will be despised. Remember what Paul said to Timothy, let no one despise your youth. So, huwag mong hayaang maliitin ang pagiging kabataan mo. Eh, ditong sinabi, do not let your son despise the rod. Huwag mong hayaang maging maliit lang sa kanya na bagay yun. Ibig sabihin, gawin mong masakit sa kanya. Hindi nakapipinsala, hindi abusado, but hurt. It must hurt. Because the message you are delivering is simple. Sin hurts. If you sin against God, it will hurt you. If you sin against the God-delegated authority of parents, it will hurt you. And of course, pwede ka mag-reason sa bata ng theological, Huwag mo nang gawin yun. It's a waste of time. Ang batang hindi pa lubos na nakakaunawa, there's only one way to deliver the message that sin hurts. Not theological, but simply corporal, body. Let his body hurt from the spanking, and that will be a rule in the use of the rod. Chasten thy son while there is hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying. Again, one thing that it shows, when you spank in such a way, the child cries. Meaning, masakit. Huwag kang magpigil dahil masasaktan siya. Yan ang point. Ito'y para sa magulang. Baka masyadong malambot ang puso mo. Nataas mo pala yung pamalo. Ikaw talaga, umiyak na, tumatungal na. Huwag na nga. Hindi pwede yung ganun. It must hurt, and therefore, it must be delivered with conviction. And then, finally, determine the right conclusion. So determine, as I've said, the right conclusion should be reconciliation. This is the case of discipline in Corinth. And take note, yung bili ni Apostol Pablo, I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Tumutukoy ito sa taong na disiplina ng iglesia, ngayon ay nagsisisi, at ang sabi ni Pablo ay, huwag nyo nang lalo pang pabigatin. Sapagkat alam natin ang mga patibong ng Diablo na lalo siyang mabaon sa kanyang guilt. So instead, reaffirm your love to him. And that should happen every time we discipline. There is an affirmation of love as repentance is expressed. So, sabi ng Proverbs 29:17, discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your soul. So kung isipin nyo ang mga hinaharap, masakit ngayon, pero sa inaharap, ito ang mga panghahawakan natin na karunungan ng Diyos. It will ease you in your delight. So, siguro, manghang mga halang si Micaiah rin, pero this is an example of delight of a parent. As the child finds her achievement and accomplishment, hindi ko alam po ilang ulit lumaan si Micaiah sa disiplina, but this is the point we are talking about. The time comes when the delight will return to the parent because of faithful discipline. So, meron ditong nag-o-offer. May nag-o-offer dito ng rod. Kung wala pa kayo sa parents, approach Tita Carol approach Carol or Myla. Siyempre, may cost ito sa pagpapagawa. Kaya sa regular size, 40 pesos. Sa major size ay 50 pesos. Sila lapitan ninyo. But have one, and you can write your own verse sa pamalo na papabasa mo sa anak bago mo gamitin. So, before we come to our Q&A, again, I asked a mother to share her experiences in this matter of parental discipline. So, I'm asking Myla Gregorio to come to us.
Pag may narinig po kayong tunog na parang regular, hina-hyper acidity po ako ngayon dahil doon sa topic natin. If you remember, the first time a pastor opened this series of Sunday School again, meron siyang sinabi, I don't know if he used the word, he expects or he hopes that through this, mapapag-usapan. Sa case namin, mapapag-usapan muli ang mga bagay na ito. So natutuwa po ako na meron kaming magandang excuse para pag-usapan. Kasi parang minsan ayaw mo nang harapin pag ang nakikita mo ay yung mga problema, lalo na malalaki na yung mga anak ko. Minsan sinasabi ko sa kanila, mas marami na kayong alam. Mas matalino kayo sa amin. So minsan natatakot na rin yung magulang sa anak. But this is a very good opportunity na simulan namin. So I encourage everyone to start with your families. And maybe later, makapag-fellowship din tayo with this topic. Umapaw po ang puso ko nung simulang yun. Para siyang sasabog. Nagagalak ako because I am recalling more than two decades ago na pastor had this kind of series. And it has helped us a lot. And I'm happy and excited for the mga bagong pamilya. But more than that, I realized that I was enjoying and I still very much need all these lessons that we are hearing. And so we were very excited. My children approached me the other night and say, Mama, may kasunod pa. Akala kasi namin, this month na lang. So abangan pa natin yung susunod. Dahil sa pag-uusap namin, meron akong ginawang assignment sa mga bata. Assignment to, na nung makita ko ang kanilang mga sagot, ang mukha ko ay ganito. Hindi ako makareact. So, I'm gonna share to you yung kanilang sagot sa assignment. Mahilig ba kayo sa math? Nakapala ba tingin ako kay Zeddy? Sino pa ba magagaling sa math dito? Si Pastor na ko. Okay. I love Pastor's graph. Itong, yan. May ano ba ito, Pastor? Ayun. Okay. I love this graph. Naintindihan naman natin lahat to. So, kung tama ang aking grade sa algebra, ang maganda dito ay nandito ang ating score. Tama ba, Pastor? Dito sa area na to. Okay. So, naalala niyo yung mukha ko nung makita ko yung mga messages ng anak ko. Nakatawa si Ate Aries. So, ayan, mga engineer kasi sila. hindi ko muna pinalo up yung mga, bakit ganito ang binigay niyo sa amin? Sabi ko, tanggapin ko muna ang sinasabi nila. O, ang unang papakita ko ay ito. Ay, sorry, bumalik. Ang binigay niya sa akin ay 10, 0. Naintindihan niyo ba ang ibig sabihin ng 10-0? Masyadong demanding. Ang 10 po ang maximum, binigyan ko sila ng 0 to 10. Demanding ang mga magulang. And 0 sa support. Ang sakit po nun, mga kapatid. Alam niyo po ba ang ginagawa ko minsan? Ako'y driver. Ah, sorry yun. Akala ko ilalagay ako dun sa pinakataas. Mali ang math ko, sorry ha. Minsan po ako'y driver, tagaluto. Nagda-drive po ako ng masamang pakiramdam. Maiyak-iyak po ako. Hindi ko mapigil. Sabi ko, anak, bakit naman nasa nandito ako? Sabi niya, abilation ma. Minsan ay very supportive kayo. Minsan, very unsupportive. Nakagaan ng loob, ng konti. Okay? Ang sunod naman po ay, nagdidito ako sa, yan. Binigyan kami ng score. Sabi niya, ito ay para lang daw sa kanya. Hindi niya kami ginegradean based dun sa pagpaparent namin sa lahat. Kasi kung lahat daw po ay iskora niya, mas madugo. Binigyan niya kami ng 9-7 hanggang 9-5. Nakangiti si Pastor, ang mathematician kasi si Pastor eh. Okay na rin. Alam niyo kung bakit medyo maganda yung score na yan? Pinagluto ko muna yata siya ng kanyang paboritong ulam. And we are probably at a point na medyo mas maganda ang aming relationship. Demanding. Minsan umiiyak yan. Paano daw niya pagsasabayin? Sabay-sabay. Ang maglaba. Mamlansya. Kasi nilanag ko na siyang hala. Gumising ka ng maaga at kailangan mong mamalengke. At si Maji, ayaw mamalengke eh. Tulog pa kasi. Ano pa? Magluluto. So, yun yung mga ilang demands na minsan nahihirapan silang pagsabay-sabayan. Sabi ko, ginagawa ko yan nung ako'y bata pa sa'yo. So, pinapakita ko lang yung iba yung generation natin, no? Nati Lucy? Sa atin, parang automatic yan. Sa mga anak natin ngayon, parang mas mahirap. Okay? Hindi po lahat ng anak ay nandito. Kasi pagka sinama ko yung dalawang maliit, mas mahabang paliwanagan pa. Ito po. Yan ang binigyan niya sa akin. Sabi ko, anak-anak, paliwanag mo nga ito. Ito ba ay trigonometry? Ito ba ay no? Sabi ko, ito ba ay, ang drawing ba nitong lalabas ay ellipse? Sabi niya, yes ma. Sabi ko, ay salamat. Ellipse nga ba mga engineer? Baka mali kami. Engineer Ben and engineer. Okay. So para doon po sa ayaw ng square-square na yan, ito po ang pag-drawing mo yan, ito po ang lalabas. Yan, nilagay niya kami doon. Sarap. Sarap na ng konti. Ayos ba? So, nandun daw kami. Sabi nga niya, above kami ng 10. Parang na-encourage ako ng konti. Sabi ko, papakita ko na nga to. Alam niyo kami, kailangan namin ng encouragement eh. Kasi napakahirap ng parenting. So, cute no? May susunod pa po. Ito na. Mas gusto niyang isulat, ayaw niya ng numero. Pero pinilit ko na lagyan ng numero kasi idodrawing sa graph eh. So ito po ang... Mga kapatid, nakikita niyo ba ang ibig sabihin nito? Ang sakit. Oh, but of course, sabi ko, hindi ako magiging defensive. Hindi ko siya kukonfrontahin. I want to think ng explanation. Ako na mag-explain. Meron kaming anak, nung bata pa siya, pag narinig niya ang salitang, halimbawa may hiningi sa, momo, 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 momo. Pag narinig niya yung sagot ko na ganito, bahala ka. Momo, yun yung sagot niya. Kasi nung bata pa sila, ang ibig sabihin ng bahala na ay, iniiwanan na kita. So ayaw nila nung bahala ka, lalo na nung bata pa sila. Gusto nila ay under your wings. They are secured. So, hindi nila alam nito kung anong hinihingi nila. So, pag narinig nila yung bahala na paiyak sila, takot sila. So, maybe kahit medyo malalaki na sila, may sense sila minsan na iniiwan namin sila. And there are times that we purposely do as a form of discipline. Ayaw mo makinig, bahala ka. And of course, when they don't get what they want or what they think is good, they think that it is unsupportive. So, it can be sometimes subjective and not very objective. I hope I am right. Okay ba? Okay. Patapos na po yung ating math. I was looking back. Thank you. Nakitakpan na yung ano. I am done with the projector. When we were starting, parang ang bilis sabihin na everything will be fine because we are Christians. And we have the Bible, which is very basic. Dapat naman ay may Bible ka, kung Kristiyano ka, meron kang Panginoon. That's the starting point. It's very important. But I grew up being a very observant na Kristiyano. And this is a fact. Kahit pa paano po, ang ating testimony ay mahalaga pa rin. And the testimony of the Christians around me then ay naging malaking bagay sa akin. Nasundan to ng maraming diskusyon when I came to this church. Nakita ko na talaga binubuksan ng Bible. It was not like in the church I came from. So yun yung isang testimony ng church na naging malaking blessing sa akin. Hinahanap kung anong kalooban ng Panginoon sa Bible. And then, nagkaroon kami ng mentoring. So I want to thank God for our pastor na hindi lang nagtuturo sa pulpito and together with his wife, sila po ang nag-mentor sa amin ni Glenn. Minimension ko to kasi minsan sa mga magulang, and especially in your generation, mas mabilis sabihin, I'm not talking of the people here, but in general, sa generation, ang excuse ng mga tao, anak ko to. Wala silang pakialam. But in our covenanted church, meron tayong pakialam. And I'm happy na nakialam sila. So, pina-follow up yung mga napag-usapan. Minsan kami ang lumalapit. Minsan sila ang lumalapit. So, you pray to God that meron talagang specific na Kristiyano na makakapag-mentor sa inyo. Of course, I mentioned already na we spent a good deal of time. I think pastor is basically about this time then. Although I missed some of them kasi sinikaya ay lumabas ka agad. So, one session at least, nasa hospital kami. So, we missed one thing of something like this noong panahon sariles. Okay? So, dapat hindi kayo nawawala sa church para narinig niyo lahat ng lesson. And then, sa aming particular na sitwasyon, I'm not saying that this should be done by everyone. It helped us na ako ay full-time wife. And it helped us also, i-explain ko to mamaya, na kami ay nag-homeschool. Okay? This is not the rule for everyone. Okay. Bibigyan ko kayo ng larawan. Wala akong picture. Use our minds. Paano yung bahay namin nung araw na maliliit pa yung apat. Okay? Hindi nyo makikita ang rod. Pero marami kaming rod sa bahay. Nakatago. Nakasabit. Iba-ibang size. May maliit. Anong presyo doon? May mahaba. Pag nakita yun ng mga anak ko, iba na ang itsura nila. And there is one favorite na pag nakita nilang hawak ni Glenn, halos nangangata sila. It was a recycled handle of a box scrub na naubos na yung lupa. And the ugly thing with that one is solid. Maganda yung kahoy niya. Tapos yung dulo, hindi masyadong finished. Tapos yung pinagtanggalan ng lupa, tapos yung glue, medyo rough. So, takot na takot ang mga anak ko doon. But all of them have different verses, pretty much the verses that you saw here. And kagaya ng sinabi ni Pastor, we make them read. You know, what's the use of reading? It calms me down. Parang yung galit mo minsan na kailangan mong pababain, ginagamit yung time na yon. Lalo na pag ako ang mamamalo. Mabilis akong magalit. So, the word reminds us na hindi ito about galit, but it is about the word of God. Okay? So, iba-iba po yung palo. Bakit pamalo? Bakit marami? Ang problema po kasi sa pamamalo, mabilis siyang i-delay. Na ginagawa pa ako. Alam niyo ako'y tagaluto. Masipag ako magluto. But if the rod is right where you need it, mabilis mong ma-administer. Meron kami sa kitchen because I am a kitchen person. Bakit pa meron sa kitchen? It is one battleground sa bahay. When they don't want to do their chores or when they don't want to eat what is prepared before them. Meron kami sa dining room. Nakatago rin yan. Pero alam nila kung saan kukunin, but they cannot play with them. Okay? Meron din kami sa kwarto kasi pag antok na ako, mas mabilis hugutin. Okay? May battleground pa kami. Saan? Sa bathroom. Yung mga maliliit pa yung baby, marirealize nyo na talagang super battleground ang bathroom. So, lahat po yan ay very accessible. Okay? So, ganun po ang paggamit namin ng rod. Dahil full-time ako, si Glenn ay busy sa trabaho, you can imagine that more time ay ako ang mag-a-administer ng pamamalo. And I remember one particular time na si Glenn ay namalo. For those na kilala si Glenn, we are super opposite. So, yun pong personality namin ay makikita nyo sa aming pag-administer ng rod. Pinalo niya ang anak ko. Hindi ko maalala kung sino. At ang reaction ko ay gulat na gulat ako sa papaano niya pinalo ang anak ko. Then, natapos po yun, mula na yung bata, lumapit ako sa kanya. Sabi ko, Pa, ang lakas, ang sakit. Parang ako po ang pinalo. Kasi most of the time, ako lang nandun. Hindi, wala siya. Most of the time. Alam niyo ang sagot sa akin ni Glenn? Ma, pag ikaw ang namamalo, ganyan din ang nararamdaman ko. So it was a blessing na pareho pala kami despite the fact na siya ay, alam niyo naman si Glenn, parang kwelang-kwela lang, laging lang chill, laging cool. Pero pareho pala kami nang nararamdaman. So mga anak, hindi niyo nakikita minsan yung ganung pag-uusap namin ni Papa, but we are both hurt na yung anak ko pinapalo ng masakit ng tatay niya. Meron ding medyo mas lighter moments. Minsan ay kinausap ni Glenn ng medyo stern. You know, Glenn is always komedyante. But in my presence, kinausap niya ng matindi ang isang anak. Tapos paglabas, sabay, harap niya sa akin ng ganyan. Ang sabi niya ay, ayos ba, ma? Ayos ba? Alam niyo, extreme na from ganyan siya. Tapos pagharap niya, ayos ba, ma? Ayos ba, ma? So light moments, but it means that my husband is also seeking approval na magkaisa kami. Also the way na pag nagkukwento ako sa kanya at nagre-report bago mag-close ang day, galing sa office, Papa, ganito, ganito, ganito. Sabi niya, i-assure niya ako na tama ang ginawa mo, ma. So, for a couple na kagaya namin, na maging isa, kahit sa pamamalo, ay it's by God's grace. So, ang pamamalo ay isang napaka-importanting pagsimula ng disiplina. But na-mention na rin ni Pastor, we do some forms of other forms of discipline. Withdrawal of privileges, pag-confiscate ng bagay na importante sa kanila. Pag-end ng year, we try to do talagang general cleaning ng bahay. At sa kanila naman yung parang it's time na relax mode, mag-enjoy, maraming pagkain. There was a time na trabaho ang pinagawa ko sa kanila. Ang sabi ko, walang hahawak ng gadget. Imagine niyo yon mga anak. Walang hahawak ng gadget ng buong umaga. Alam niyo, pinagawa ko sa kanila? Naggawa sila ng tilapia. So that's not the kind of vacation, Christmas vacation na ginagawa nila. Parang maaawa kapag nakita mo yung natutusok yung kanilang mga anak. Hindi ito ang vacation na gusto nila. And then one time, masama din yung loob nila kasi binigyan ko sila ng yog. Buko? Sino marunong magbukas ng buko dito? Sila tumaas. Para sa kanila, bakit gagawin nila to? Na ang hirap magbukas ng buko kung hindi ka sanay. Magkahapon, nasa farm kami, they were very happy opening their own buko kasi walang iinom ng hindi kanya-kanyang bukas. Okay? So, binidro ko yung kanilang and they enjoyed that tilapia. Okay? Minsan, na-train mo na sila na eto, may mga duties kayo, etc., etc. But alam nyo, naglalax yan pag naglalax ka rin. So, napasin ko na, pagdating ko sa umaga, parang may naiwang dumi sa sahig, etc., etc. So, one night we announced, put here all your cell phones. Isang bowl. Labas lahat ng laptop. So, na-remind sila na kailangan nilang gawin. At pagising ko sa umaga, I was all smiles. So, that was a reminder na these gadgets are getting in between us. So, yun ang pinakamasakit sa mga batang kagaya ng edad ng aking apat na panganan. Maybe the generation now will call us very demanding. But I honestly feel na masyado pa kaming maluwag. Siguro sa kanila, pag sinabi nilang hindi ka supportive, pag sinasabihan mo sila ng no, or dumadami ang no mo sa kanila. So we tell them na when we say no, it is good for you. Hindi kailangan laging yes. And constantly, kahit matanda na sila, we remind them that you are safe when you obey your parents as long as it is not against the Ten Commandments. There is one daughter, medyo nasa mathematical side yata yung utak niya. I was blessed when sinabi niya na naalala niya yung diagram sa book ni, I think it's Ray, one of the many, several books rather, na binasa namin, na pinashinier nung mag-asawa sa amin. Tawag nga ni Ate Dim noon ay himay-himayin ang libro. There are diagrams, there's circle, and then pagpapaluin ko siya, sabihin ko, I need to put you back, push you back to the circle of blessing. Kasi ganun ang takbo ng utak niya. Ay, evident noon na hanggang matanda na siya ay alam niya yon at ginamit ng Lord sa kanya. So the way to push back the child sa circle of blessing where she is safe is parang tinutulak mo siya pabalik doon kung saan siya safe. Okay? Bakit ko sinabi kanina naging blessing sa amin na ako'y full-time wife and homeschooling? You know, minsan po may session kami na tumatagal ng 2 hours. Nag-uusap kami. May anak ako na bago mo mapasagot, parang duduguin ka muna. Matagal siyang sumagot. So I have to patiently wait na magsabi muna siya sumagot sa aking mga tanong pag meron kaming session ng pagdidisiplina. 2 hours, minsan more. There was a time, ang bigat-bigat po ng puso ko mga kapatid, meron akong kinausap na bata. Medyo matagal yun. Pagdating ng asawa ko ng gabi, meron kaming kailangan kausapin mga ilang oras na. Tapos alam niyo yung bata na ayaw pang umalis, parang ako tapos na, naglilinger pa siya, gusto pa niya ng mahabang session. Diskusyon, reminder ng turo. Tapos finally, mga, hindi ko alam kung 10 or 11 o'clock ng gabi na yon. Sabi ko, salamat Lord, natapos na rin ito ang bigat sa libid, diba? Mamaya po, may pumakatok. Sabi ko, hindi ko na kaya. Kasi po, 6 ang anak namin. So, hindi pa, halos kalahati pa lang. Pa-imagine nyo kung 6 sabay-sabay kakatok sa pinto namin or tatawagin namin dahil kailangan namin i-deal. So, yun po ang naging blessing na kami ay nag-homeschool at saka ako ay full-time wife. Ang isang naging advantage din po sa akin dito ay agad-agara namin na-deal yung problema. Hindi na nadidelay o napapatagal dahil ako ay naandun agad sa bahay. The blessing of having many naman, on the other hand, is I get help from them. You know, sometimes, siguro tama yung point ng isa kong anak na nineglect ko siguro nga din. Malaki yung bahay, kanya-kanyang kwarto, luluto na naman ako, may mga errands yung asawa ko, 6 sila. Meron akong anak na magre-report, Mama, alam mo ba to? I always say then to my eldest, kitang-kita ko sa mukha mo, kilalang-kilala kita, alam ko may ginawa kang mali. But dun sa mga bandang huli, parang kulang ka na nung titig na ganyan. But I have other eyes. At sila ang magre-report sa akin, Mama, parang ganito po, kinausap ko, positive, may ginawa siyang kasalanan. So they help me sa malaking bagay. Consequences. Meron kaming anak na nagkasala po and she had to face the consequence. Don't busy yourself thinking sino yon, ha? Mali po ang hula ninyo. Naginawa siyang kasalanan and maybe in about 2 weeks, kailangan niyang i-face yung consequence na kami ay magpe-pray, kakausapin niya yung ganitong tao, hihingi siya ng tawad, and then make appointment with other people. Kakausapin niya, hihingi siya ng tawad hanggang matapos niya yung mga taong dapat niyang lapitan dahil kailangan niyang humingi ng tawad. So, madali po kaya sa bata yon? Ayaw niya yon. But kailangan niyang i-face yung consequence niyon. There are 2 areas sa mga bata na gusto kong i-mention dito. Unang-una po yung sa kanilang pag-aaral. And pangalawa, yung tungkol sa relationships. I think ito yung pinakamahirap at lahat ng families ay hinaharap ang mga ganitong problema. We are very demanding. We expect them to excel in their academics. Do you remember how Pastor taught us to exhale? Yung pwede ka namang suma kung laude. Sobra naman yung examples. Pero you will just go down because you have to balance everything. We don't want an honest student na hindi nagtatrabaho sa bahay at hindi umaattend ng church. So excellence should be a balance of all the things na pinagkaloob sa'yo ng iyong mga magulang. So in that sense, we demand excellence from our children. We encourage them to participate sa mga activities at lalo na kung Kristiyano sila, do your service to the Lord now. Now, because you do not know when He's coming. You don't make the Lord wait. Although, of course, studying in itself is your vocation. It's your main vocation. Baka matindi ako dito, but I need to mention this. When we say excellence to our children, we say also that part of that is the time frame. Glenn very kindly and clearly tell our children na kung ikaw ay ma-delay, we are not less happy. But you should know that time is important. With time comes money. Yun po yata ang napasobrang luwag ang maraming magulang. Yun po ay sa aming family. We are not imposing that on any other family. It's really up to you. So, yun po yun sa pag-aaral. Siguro ang isang issue dun sa evaluation ng mga anak ko ay another demand, which is also sa aming family lang. Glenn wants the children to study near us, near him. So, medyo mabigat sa mga bata, yun na gustong lumabas. Especially as lagi nang kasama ng mama at papa, homeschool kasi sila. But ang sabi ulit namin, obey. Hindi kayo mapapasama kung sundin niyo yung gusto ng papa, mamay. Natingin na si Pastor Sarilo. Pangalawa po yung sa relationship. Many people would laugh at us when we were starting with the little kids. Kasi nakukwento namin minsan sa kanila na, or naririnig siguro nila na, tinuturoan na namin sila tungkol sa relationship. Well, the girls, kaya itong mga to, would play like kinokopya ako na may baby, nagpapadede, then nagpipretend sila na buntis. That's the time, mga 1 year old or so, minsan younger, sabi nila, may baby ako sa tiyan, pero baby, ganyan. Sabi ko, oo, maganda magka-baby, pero bago ka mag-baby, mag-aasawa ka muna. Maraming natatawa na parang sira ang ulo namin, lalo na ako. But sabi ko, when do I start teaching them? Pag late na? So kasi po minsan nauunahan tayo ng mga bata. Akala natin baby pa sila. But then, darating na lang ang anak natin, may kasama na silang boyfriend, girlfriend, or minsan yung mas nakakalungkot pa na sinayo. You know, in the process, we are not just teaching our children. We are teaching ourselves. We are teaching them that we should teach them early and be equipped when the time comes. Isa pong blessing sa akin nung Sunday school na to, narinig ko si Pastor, tapos si Pastor Rudel din, na pare-pareho pala tayong lahat with the questions and sharings ng ibang mga magulang. We are still struggling. There is one friend na Kristiyano rin na minsan lumalapit sa akin, sinishare niya yung problema niya sa teenager niyang anak. Teenager ba yun or grown up? And ang sabi ko sa kanya, I am very confident in the Lord na maaayos niyo yung problema. Why? Because you are still obeying kung ano yung dapat mong gawin according to the Word of God. So it's not more about the results, It's about ginagawa mo ba yung kalooban ng Lord? Sabi ko, initially, yung reaction ko sa evaluation ng mga anak ko ay, ah, at the end of the day, I will be facing my Lord. We as parents will be facing our Lord. And sa Kanya kami mananagot. So we try as much as possible na sundin. Marami po kaming pagkakamali, pagkukulang. But I assure you, there are many blessings. But hanggang ngayon po ay nagtatrabaho pa rin kami ni Glenn. And especially as siya ay bakasyon ngayon, he is enjoying na ipagpatuloy yung pagtuturo, pagdidisiplina. But I think he is really enjoying na mas maayos ang pagdidisiplina niya, pagtuturo sa kanyang mga anak. So, marami pong salamat.
Okay, maraming salamat, Myla. And that is parental discipline in actual experience. And siguro maraming question or experiences din kayo may share, but let's just have two or three na we can allow. One thing na hindi ko nagsabi, but it was in my mind, because we are all struggling, we will make mistakes. And when we make a mistake, do what you expect a child to do when he makes a mistake. You want him to repent, and then you give him forgiveness. Do what you preach, and that is repent and ask forgiveness of the child when you are wrong. And that is something that is very hard for parents to do, but it's an exercise in sanctification. You humble yourself when you know you're wrong and ask the child's forgiveness. And you can be sure the child will not use the rod, but he will be readily forgiving you. In fact, for him, the idea of forgiving his parent is some kind of an achievement na gustong-gusto niyang gawin. So, any question or thought you'd like to share? Mikaya, babawi ka or?
Na-mention po ni Mama yung thankfulness niya sa role ng church and brethren sa discipline. Sa akin po, naging magandang testimony din po yun. Kagaya nung noon, ako po yung isa sana, laging long session. I remember po, sa Dimarses pa kami na nakatira. Dalo pa lang kami ni Liway. Ako po yung nakasession. Tapos iniwan ako ni Mama saglit. Iyak sa kwarto. Kinakabahan na ako ng mangyayari. Alam niyo kung ano palang ginawa ni Mama. Inuha niya si Liway, inakit niya kay Tita Vic, iniwan niya doon kasi magtatagal pa kami. So, ibig sabihin na alam ni Tita Vic na nako may session na matagalan. Pero, yun po siguro mapakita kong isang tangible na situation na naging blessing ang brethren and para naging community in disciplining a child na yun, may mag-aalaga doon sa anak na isa habang
yeah, it's a good thought. The church should be a community in discipline, although the parents are the ones most directly responsible sa kanilang anak. Siyempre, hindi tayo, pero katuwang ang iglesia sa gawain yun. And there are times, mangyayari ito, during the first time I dealt with this, may anak ng miyembro na nakita mong may maling ginawa, ay anong gagawin mo? Hindi naman ikaw mag-discipline. So you have to tell the parents. And that's part of the community of discipline in children. O kung may nakikita kang mali na ginagawa ng parents, sinigawan yung child publicly, sigawan mo rin yung parent. Well, i-correct mo yung parent privately. Sa mga ganung bagay. That's making the church a community of discipline. And the last thoughts. Okay, we'll have more of this sa next month. Next week, as I've said, we will deal with child psychology and particularly the issue of the strong-willed child. Second Sunday is child evangelism, something that Christians should not forget, how to deal with children according to the gospel. And that third Sunday, again, God willing, we will listen to success and failure, the adventure of parenting. So let us close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, aming mahabaging Ama, nagpapasalamat kami na nasa iyo ang huwaran para sa amin ng pagdidisiplina ng isang magulang. Ikaw bilang aming Ama ay nagdidisiplina sa amin, hindi sa kasukdulan ng galit, kundi ayon sa iyong pag-ibig at pagmamahal sa iyong mga anak. Naway maisakatuparan din namin ito sa aming pagiging mga magulang sa usapin ng disiplina. Tulungan mo, Panginoon, na gawin namin ang ayon sa pag-ibig sa halip na magpadaig kami sa silakbo ng aming galit. Gawin namin may pagtutuloy-tuloy. Help us to do our discipline with consistency, with the wisdom of proportion, and the goal of reconciliation. And grant that we may avoid the extremes of leniency on the one hand and severity on the other hand. Instead, help us that to have that wisdom in the discipline of children, in discerning, and at the same time being able to deliver the message that sin hurts. And may we be able to prayerfully expect that with the use of this equipment, you will grant our utmost desire that our children may be trained up in the way they should go, and that when they are old, they will not depart from their training. So be with us in the application of this, and may we all the more appreciate what the church is as a community that helps parents and households in the task of raising children. So be with us. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.